علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing on the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. Imam Ali alayhi salam in various parts of Nahjul Balagha has discussed this issue of Islamic governance and the future of the Islamic community and the Islamic civilization. And these words are very powerful. They still kind of emanate that light that is guiding us today in our lives and showing us the direction of how to grow. Amongst the discussions that we have here is in the sermon number 100, in the sermon 87, where Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about the situations of the communities before the coming of Islam. And these discussions actually help us understand the role of Islam in removing the curtains of darkness and ignorance that had engulfed the communities at that time. So Imam Ali alayhi salam explains those situations, what was there at that time. And if you see, you can clearly see the reminiscence today and the actually repeating of that historical event today, the ignorance that was at that time, we can see it today. These are very important things to contemplate about.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
In one of those statements, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَانْتِشَارٍ مِنَ الْأُمُورِ, that amongst the situations that the previous communities before Islam faced was that their affairs were scattered, their efforts were sporadic and intermittent. Inshallah, we'll explain what this means. Imam Ali alayhi salam goes on to say that one of the qualities or one of the issues that the previous communities faced was that وَانْتِشَارٍ مِنَ الْأُمُورِ, that their affairs were scattered, their affairs were disintegrated, they were sporadic, they were intermittent. This was how their situation was. That means whenever they wanted to start a good work, a movement, a cultural movement, an economic movement, a change in the society towards betterment, that effort, that struggle would not have direction. It would be intermittent, sporadic. It would be scattered, a scattered effort without a central point of reference to guide them and to take them ahead. This was the situation, if you notice, even in the previous times. All the revolutions that took place before the coming of Islam, without a divine cause, had this problem. Even in the Roman Empire, in the Persian Empire, we noticed there were revolutions, there were efforts to create change, but these efforts were sporadic, intermittent. They did not have that strength, that core, those core principles or that pivot that would take them forward. And this was a drawback that they were facing at that time. And today also we see the same. There are efforts happening here and there to create change. But unfortunately, those efforts are scattered. They do not have a central point of reference. Or they do not have some strong fundamental basis behind those revolutions. If you notice today even, we had the French Revolution, all right? We had revolutions in, for example, the Soviet areas. We had revolutions in different parts of the world, okay? In the East and the West. But we noticed that these revolutions did not last. These revolutions did not have that centralization. They were sporadic. And this was actually the reason why these revolutions, dwindled with time.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that one of the problems of those of the days before the coming of Islam was even if there were efforts to create change, those efforts were not centralized. They were mostly disintegrated, sporadic, and scattered efforts. Which is now we need to think: if are we facing that same situation in this age? Are the movements towards positive change in our societies facing the same dilemma? If they are facing that same dilemma, then they need Islam. Islam is that central point that is going to bring everyone together, that is going to alleviate from the state of scatteredness and sporadicness and intermittence. It is because beyond submission to God, everything else becomes multiple. Everything else becomes scattered. That thing that brings all the hearts together, that issue for which everyone agrees to sacrifice for, that value which is dear to mankind in general, is to submit towards a higher cause, to submit towards God, to submit truly to the right understanding of who God is, not the fake interpretations of who God is. If this happens, then the scatteredness will be kind of gathered into one fortress and one force, one pillar, which will be the source of the strength of the people around the world. And there will be, inshallah, when the Mahdi will come, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, who will be the central point whereby the efforts of the people of the world who are seeking justice, who are seeking goodness, whose hearts yearn for truth and guidance, whose hearts yearn for social justice, for social well-being, for the community's progress, it will be the 12th Imam, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, and the Mahdi will come. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our 12th Holy Imam, Al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, and to converge our efforts in his efforts. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فزمن ولاه وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه